It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. As we say good evening to the host for the evening, Lashana. And I do believe Sluggy may be joining us a little bit later. But for the time being, we say good evening to Lashana. Good evening, Lashana. How are you doing this evening?
And good evening, Barbados. Welcome to another episode of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. I'm Lashana Griffith, your co-host for the evening, and joining us later will be Sluggy Dan. Tonight, we've got an exciting lineup featuring the much-anticipated Redeemed Gospel Concert and a crucial discussion on dyslexia testing and support. But before we dive in, we want to remind you that our phone lines are open throughout the show. You can give us a call at 434-1790 to share your thoughts or ask any questions. And for those tuning in via WhatsApp, drop your comments and we'll read them live on air. Now let's get this party started. So to kick things off, we're going to talk about the Redeemed End of Summer Gospel Concert happening on September 14th at Major Newt Hall Commonmere School. This event promises to be a spiritual uplift with performances from the Barbados Police Service Band, Roger Gidgetons and 10 Voices, Jane Small, Jason Morris, and many more. Lana Simmons-Rowe is in studio with us. Lana, can you tell the listeners a bit about what they can expect from this event?
Good evening, everyone.
Well, thank you very much for coming, Lana. Before you start, thank you so much for coming through this evening. Excuse my manners. Lashana, nap love to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. So,
you're welcome.
You can expect an evening of entertainment. Mm-hmm. As you can see, and as you mentioned, we are starting with the police band, and we are ending with Mr. Blood. In between there is so much entertainment. We have people like Nathan Richards, and we have dancing, we have Steel Pan, Roger Gittins, and 10 Voices. Mm-hmm. You could just hear them already. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is going to be a really entertaining good evening for everyone. And we chose to have it now because it is just before the children are ready to go back into school. It's a transition term. And we figured that, you know, this is the one last time to relax. So we chose the 14th so that you could come, relax for your last before you're ready to go back to school and start that hard work. Because, you know, everybody, they're either going into upper form or they're going to a new school. So, you know, this is their last time before school starts.
And tell us a bit about how persons can get their tickets for this Redeemed Gospel Concert.
Well, at the moment, we have at A&B Music Supply and we have at CS Pharmacy. You can also get them at our church office at Hawthorne Memorial Church that is in Worthing. It is in between the supermarket and the fire station, so we are well protected. There's food on
so
site
both,
and there's
both pharmacies.
No, this is the one in town, unfortunately.
No problem. Town Central, so I'm sure everyone can get some.
And how much are the tickets?
Easily.
The tickets are $50, just a low price of $50. Again, we figure, you know, people have to spend the money buying uniforms and all that. Mm-hmm. But as you can look at this lineup, you see this is easily an $80 lineup. Just the police band and Roger Gittins alone is $50. And we have all these other people. So, but we figure, you know, it is a hard time, it's a hard term. So just $50.
Okay. Yes, all of the acts are standalone acts for sure. Roger Gittins is quite legendary.
Yes.
So we don't even have to mention all the things he's done. Any police band has been around from since 1889. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a rich history of its own. So I think you can't beat the price you have for this for sure.
For sure.
Yes, sure.
This is the first one you're all doing?
Yes, this is our first concert. It's not our first fundraiser, but it is our first concert.
You all know that this lineup is top class lineup, so you know that you know after this there can be problems for y'all. But I mean, when it's a problem, I mean a great problem to have. Because this lineup, I can't think of a lineup better.
You think we can't follow this?
I love that. I love for you. I know for you. Call me out. That's what we're talking about. God, when the first one, when it started real hot for the first one, boy,
yes.
The shot, Roger Gittings and the police mantle on the same shot.
I am telling you.
Lord, boy.
Have you heard Jason Marcy's saxophonist?
Of course.
Okay, then.
Of course.
And I'm sure you have heard of Hawthorne Choir.
Of course.
Okay, then.
Hawthorne Choir is one of the choirs that people love. Go ahead, I'm a member.
So, Lana, are you going to be singing on the night?
The choir is singing. And I'm a member of the choir. Okay. Of course we'll be singing. We can't have a program without our choir.
Okay.
Of course.
What do you sing? Alto, soprano?
Alto.
Oh, okay. And we're going to be in for a treat. So
I am telling you.
VOB listeners, Lana is going to be singing. You heard it live with the Hawthorne Choir. So please go to A&B Music Supply, CS Pharmacy, and get your $50 tickets for September 14th, redeemed a gospel concert.
Yes. Please hurry. The tickets are going very fast. Mm-hmm. We really are doing well with the tickets.
So tell me a bit about how important it is to have these programs, especially at church organizations.
Well, for Hawthorne, we do a lot of outreach programs. Mm-hmm. So every second Sunday in the month, we feed the homeless. And that bill is getting a little high because there are more people with needs. So we have to do these little fundraisers to offset the money that is needed to help these people. We also have a care fund. We collect money every first Sunday in the month, and that also helps mostly people in the community. So we really need to keep raising funds so we can keep supporting these people who are really in dire need. Mm-hmm. So it's not for any individual profit or church profit. We are all doing this for our outreach programs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's so important to have these outreach programs because, you know, a lot of people will say, man, I don't see the church going into the communities, where the church is. How comes there's only talk when crop over happening? And we want to say that at Hawthorne Memorial Methodist, church, they're going into the community. And this brilliant program with the Barbados Police Service Band, Roger Gittins and 10 Voices, Jane Small, Blood et al., for $50, the proceeds of this fundraiser will be going into the community to all the programs that she would have mentioned. So if you want to come to church Sunday morning, what are the times?
There's a 6:30 service that finishes about 8:30, and then we have the 9 o'clock service.
Mm-hmm.
This Sunday's first Sunday, so we're going to have communion service, so it might be a little long because it's the first Sunday. This is the first Sunday of the church year. Mm-hmm. The church year starts September.
Yeah.
So there's our first Sunday of the church year. Mm-hmm. So we have communion on that Sunday. So, you know, if you want to come and get your extra blessing, come on down to our communion service tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We don't do it at 6:30 on the first Sunday. We do it at 6:30 on the second Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want the extra blessing this Sunday, come on down 9 o'clock for our Reverend Philani Sanon, she'll be the reverend in there.
Okay. And if you can see how she's smiling, she's effervescent as she speaks about her church and these community programs, and especially the Redeem Gospel Concert happening on September 14th. So mark your calendars, September 14th at the Major Newt Hall Common Mayor School. And this event has the Barbados Police Service Band, Roger Gittins and 10 Voices, Jane Small, Jason Morris, Blood, and many, many more. Plus, we must mention that Lana Simmons Rowe is going to be singing with the Hawthorne Methodist Church. And you can find them if you know Big B. If you remember Big B, they are right next to Big B. You cannot miss it. You can get your tickets.
And the fire service.
And the fire station. And the fire station.
Our neighbors.
But you can go there and get your tickets, or you can get them from A&B Music Supplies or CS Pharmacy in Bridgetown for just $50. And I'm sure that Sluggy will be there live in full effect to see this Redeem Gospel Concert. You know, you should ask Sluggy to come and sing a song.
Sluggy.
I put in here on the spot.
What do you say? Nothing? No, Sluggy? You've left us? He seems to have left us.
Seems like he's checking out. VOB listeners, if you want to hear Sluggy on this lineup, be sure to call us at 434-1790 and please give us your comments. All right. So what we also want to ask is, how was the process of putting this program together?
Well, we have a committee called the Fundraising Committee. Mm-hmm. Andrea Thorpe, she is the chairperson. Mm-hmm. She does most of the work, to tell the truth. I do the talking. They say that I'm the talking in the group, so I do the talking. And we meet regularly to really plan what is going on. So we like to keep everybody in the loop. Mm-hmm. It's a long process because we started sometime back in May or something like that, to plan this concert. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's all coming together finally. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for the day to see all this entertainment. We're so excited about mm-hmm. this. And I hope that, you know, everybody out there in the VOB land is excited as I am. And come mm-hmm. and see this concert. It's going to be really great. We didn't even mention the chimers. We have the Bethel chimers too.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever heard them?
Yes.
Oh, girl, they're fantastic.
I grew up in an Anglican household, so I know about the chimes.
Oh, girl, they are fantastic.
But usually mm-hmm. at Anglican churches, they only come out for special occasions, you mm-hmm. know, like when you're celebrating, you know, the Christmas time, you hear them and you hear the caroling of the bells, and it's such a fantastic experience.
Yes.
If you're a Christian, Christmas time is when you look forward to hearing the musicality, of Christmas. It is so remarkable.
But
to
you
hear.
Know what is also very remarkable about this? That mm-hmm. these entertainers, they all are doing it for free.
Oh, wow.
This is so amazing. Commendable, you know? Free. We didn't have to pay any of them.
That is amazing they're also donating their time and talents mm-hmm. to such a worthy cause. Mm-hmm.
So if they can do it, hey, what could possibly stop you from paying a mere $50 to come mm-hmm. and see all of this entertainment? This mm-hmm. is a can't miss evening.
A can't miss evening. So tell us a bit, are there any surprises that we can look out for when we come down on the 14th?
If there are surprises, I can't share them with you. That's what's called a surprise.
I was hoping that you would just say, you know, LaShawna, will you come on down?
Cats out the bag. No cats out of this bag. None at all. No.
No problem.
Come on down.
Remember that we're talking about the Redeemed Gospel Concert happening on September 14th at Major Newt Hall, Common Mayor School. And this event has the Barbados Police Service Band, Roger Gittings and 10 Voices, Jane Small, Jason Morris, and many, many more. The tickets are being sold at the Hawthorne Methodist Church, which is there in Worthing Christchurch, right next to Massey Stores and the Barbados Fire Service. And you can also get your tickets from A&B Music Supplies and CS Pharmacy in Bridgetown. And it does promise to uplift you as you prepare for your back to school session. Now, Sluggy, you ran off when Lana asked you to perform.
Yes, you know, it's elective behavior. Oh my God. They had to run. You know, you can't talk. When you hear the names, you got people expecting police van standard and Roger Gittings standard, and she won't come and met Sluggy Champagne, really?
Now you've been the policeman for 17 years. You should pick up something by now.
You know the operative word, and you know the operative word in that sentence.
Word.
So you let Jane Small come and do more than you, huh?
Jen?
Yes.
Well, doing more than me can be hard, Coy. Oh, they're doing this here from January 14th, 1999. So it can be hard to do more than me, but she might do better because they can tell you, I didn't know Jen from it. She was a little girl mm-hmm. singing, and that mm-hmm. young lady could sing. Here we're telling you, like, that's all jokes aside. Like, it's, she, personally, her, you know what I mean? It made me wish she could do more for the youth. Because Jen, like, on that level. You know what I mean? Jen, on that level. Don't mind, she's still young, but she's top class. It could be in different genres too. LaShawna, it could be classical music, or it could be or it could be R&B, or it could be jazz. You know, so Jane Small, good. And she performed with the police band.
Yeah,
from
she
even
is
when it was
nice.
From even when it was in the band years ago. So that's showing how long she was at that level, mm-hmm. although being still very young still.
Yeah.
So salutes to her, man, for real.
Yeah.
Well, we're even more blessed now that we know how talented she is.
Yes,
so you know that you really cannot miss this concert.
Oh, no, for sure we're not. Sorry, buddy. For sure we're not.
Good.
For sure we're not. I had to make sure I call you. I hear at St. Augustine and St. George, listening to some young people perform, you know, they asked me to come and ask me to help to MC as well and help them out. So here, listening to young people, but you had to call in because of the names that you have on this show. Mm-hmm. I think that you started doing that good, but I like that it's featuring some younger ones too. You know, the Police Band and Roger Old, but Jane and Jason, much younger. So it's, I really, really pleased. Well, how you all that the lineup, and
thank
I know this can be
so
a really
much.
Good show.
It will be. We promise you.
It's gonna be a really good show.
Yes, thanks.
Okay.
We're looking forward to seeing all of you in VOB Land out there. You come join us on September the 14th, 5 o'clock.
Okay, so we're going to take a...
Sluggy's dropped out.
Yeah, Sluggy has dropped out. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back to you in a few minutes' time.
Are you a loved one or someone you know struggling to cope? Are you feeling depressed, lonely, or maybe a little down? Do you just need to talk? Call 536-4500, Lifeline Barbados. We are here for you. Lines are open 24 hours, including bank holidays, and all calls are strictly confidential. You are not alone. Call 536-4500. Lifeline Barbados is provided by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
The start of the new school year is approaching, and many families will need your help. Starcom Network and registered charity Amar Empowerment Network are working together to provide back-to-school items for those whose parents and loved ones cannot afford to purchase them. When you are doing your shopping, we ask that you kindly pick up exercise books, stationery, bags, crayons, pencil cases, and other back-to-school supplies and donate them to this cause. Drop them in the barrel here at Starcom Network River Road by Monday, September 9th. Donations will be distributed at the annual Back-to-School Hair Care Outreach on Saturday, September 14th, 2024 at 9 a.m. at the Wesleyan Tabernacle, White Park Road, St. Michael, where they will receive free haircuts and hairdos. Call Amar Empowerment Network at 436-7873 for more information. Make a difference in the life of a child in this back-to-school donation drive.
So good evening. Welcome back to Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. I'm your girl, LaShawna Griffith. And today we are talking about the Redeemed Gospel Concert happening on September 14th at Major Newt Hall, Common Mayor School. And live in studio is Lana Simmons-Rowe. Lana, once again, tell the people of VOB Land why they should come out dressed in their Sunday best to Major Newt Hall, Common Mayor School on September 14th.
Because we are going to be having the concert of concerts, and at a low price of $50, you are going to be entertained. We are starting with the Police Band, and we are ending with Mr. Blood. We also have Donella in there. We have Nathan Richards, voice and flute solo. We have Bethel Chimers, dancers. We have the works. It is an evening of entertainment. An evening you should not miss, and for the low cost of $50. So this is why Barbados, VOB Land people, you need to be there on Saturday, September the 14th at 5 o'clock.
All right, so you heard it here first, so we want to thank Lannis. Wait, just let me, I'm losing my notes, technology. I want to thank Lana Simmons-Rowe for being with us today and telling us all about the Redeemed Gospel Concert happening on September 14th at Major Newt Hall, Common Mayor School, with performances from the Barbados Police Service Band, Roger Gittins and 10 Voices, Jane Small, Jason Morris, and many more. You can get your tickets available from the Hawthorne Methodist Church there in Worthing Christ Church, next to Massey Stores and Barbados Fire Service, or you can go to AMB Music Supplies or CS Pharmacy in Bridgetown. The admission is $50 Barbados, and that gets you all of this fantastic entertainment. So once again, Lana, we'd like to thank you for coming into Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes.
Thank you so much for having me. And also remember, this is for a very good cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for profit, for a very good cause.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
I really enjoyed being here. Thank you.
All righty. So last week, you guys would have heard us talking about the Caribbean Dyslexia Center, and we had a very robust discussion about dyslexia and how parents and caregivers, as well as educators, can seek to support children's learning. And on Zoom, we have two representatives from the Caribbean Dyslexia Center who will be sharing a bit more on that conversation would have started last week, Saturday. So good evening, good evening. How are you guys today?
Good evening, I'm good.
All good right. evening. I'm Hello. Calling from sunny Canada and happy to be back with you.
So this sounds like Andy.
It's Andy.
Okay, hi Andy. And is it Tricia that's with us as well?
Yes, Tricia. Okay. And I'm good. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good to be here.
And Tricia, so as we were speaking about last week, can you tell us about how important it is for early dyslexia testing and how parents can access the services for Caribbean Dyslexia Center?
Okay, normally, if you have early intervention, you know what you are working with, so you'll be able to assist your child or ward or whoever it may be in your family to be at the edge in education. Because you have dyslexia, it does not mean that you're going to be behind. Mm-hmm. If you are taught those coping strategies in the early, you'll be able to handle anything that comes in the classroom, actually. Your second question was related to testing?
Yes, please.
What did you say about
the importance of
basically you would know what you are working with and you'll be able to deal with the situation and teach your child or ward coping strategies so that they can succeed in the classroom.
Okay, so you know, for a long time, persons always thought that persons that have dyslexia are not as gifted as the other students in the classroom. And I know we would have started the conversation where we heard from some of the callers about how they have overcome, you know, the challenges associated with dyslexia. But to anyone out there listening, what would you have to say to them if they recognize that their child has dyslexic tendencies?
If you recognize that your child has dyslexic tendencies, I would say bring them to the center, get them tested, and let's work on it. Usually, if you see a child with dyslexic tendencies, it does not mean that they are not intelligent. I remember the dyslexia center had a, and because I cannot spell intelligent, does not mean that I am not intelligent. It just means that they need to be taught different ways. You need to employ those different learning styles that you would have learned, especially teachers would know this. The Howard Gardner learning styles, which you will look at the kinesthetic, which is you would teach the child by getting, you know, using their hands, you would use the visual learning style and the audio learning style. You would use all these different learning styles at the same time to reinforce what was taught, because as we know, a person with dyslexia has difficulty getting information from the short-term memory to the long-term memory. So repetition is very, very important.
Yes.
And I would also jump in to say yes, that dyslexia is a gift. It is not seen as a gift when you're learning in school when you're young, because it seems like a struggle. But in fact, dyslexic brains are three-dimensional thinkers. So they think outside of the box. They're able to visualize concepts and ideas. For example, I've seen many kids that can put a car together. And I mean, a motor, an engine. They can see how it goes without really learning. And that's an example of how they can piece things together by visually looking at things. And it's a really, really superb gift that dyslexic children have. There is a myth out there that dyslexia that dyslexics are, and I hate the word stupid, we just learned differently. I am dyslexic. I learn differently than some of my peers, but I learn, and I visualize and can see things in front of me. I come up with ideas and then I make them happen. And there's one thing that I've learned over the years about dyslexics is that no is not a word that exists for us. When someone says no to me, I've been used to hearing it for most of my life. And so I'm determined, and my determination moves me forward. So I would say that people that have dyslexia are very gifted students.
Mm-hmm. And we have I also want to add, because go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
I also want to add that when we think of dyslexic students, we always look at how they cannot perform academically. Well, not all of them, because they're high-functioning dyslexics, right? Mm-hmm. But it is because we are measuring them the wrong way. I remember years ago, I was watching, and it even pops up ever so often on YouTube, this poem, and the guy is focusing, how are you judging a fish when you expect him to climb a tree? You're not putting him in his own element. And then you're judging him against other animals. Basically, that's what the poem is saying. You're judging him against other animals. Then we have people with dyslexia. They may not be in the classroom performing like the others, but when we look at, then they get to the stage of owning businesses. When we look at people like Richard Branson, who has dyslexia, and he is a very successful business person, Virgin Atlantic. When we look at Whoopi Goldberg, and when we look at Tom Cruise and those other people, they would have been successful in their particular field. So what I would say with a person who has dyslexia, find out what that person is interested in. Yeah. And as a parent, you should push that particular area as well.
Agreed
100%. I could not agree.
And I think we have a caller on the line, so let's go to
Yes, hi. Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
glad to hear that. That's wonderful. Fantastic. Yeah, well, if Gary Parker is your responsibility, you're responsible for this call. Mm-hmm. LaShawna.
Yes, please.
He's not. Hello?
Yes, please. I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Right. I was just asking if Sluggy was there. Well, I really appreciate the aspect of the conversation on dyslexia, and it has inspired me from last week's conversation. Must thank you having listened back to the recording there on the website there. Thanks about letting me tune in in terms of the aspect of the inspiration that it gave me. And my mother wanted to be a teacher. I think I'm going to fulfill her dream vicariously, because I really think that I'm going to pursue the aspect of special education. Mm-hmm. But I will do education first at UE in doing English. That's my strong point. That's my strongest thing that the sector has been able to help me to overcome with. And I think I'm going to do that to help people like me learn and overcome as well, just like how I did. And I want to say that in terms of me pursuing special education, I was so inspired, because dyslexia is something that we think that is the cancer of learning, you see. Mm-hmm. And it is something that really, when you think about it, and this is something that a lot of people don't know. If we were over in the Middle East, if we were over in the eastern parts, the Arabic countries, the Muslim countries, we would be brilliant, because the way how we see, the way how we interpret, the way how we learn, their books are the opposite to ours. Our books go from right to left. Their books go from left to right. Yes. Their books go from the back. When you read the back of the book, you're reading the beginning. So we would be perfect for over there, because we will learn like super, as was mentioned last week. So it's brilliant. I mean, and the way how even the aspect of photographic memory and learning, where you're able to visualize and conceptualize things in a way that people are not able to, regular people in society are not able to. And when you get to a higher level like me with special education, you will recognize that it's so easy to help people to learn, because when a young child is learning and they have dyslexia, you can go forward in terms of being able to help them to learn exactly what you did, so that it will help them to not only overcome but be better at helping and sharing with others, even normal children. Mm-hmm. To be able to learn things that they didn't know before, or to be able to get in a social setting where, like this, where you call in and you're able to share your views, and you're able to exchange and let views contend, so that the aspect of upward developmental learning can accrue, where you're able then to help the benefit for all. Because when those children who are normal, or who are more just visual or just auditory alone, and they're learning and they have challenges, we can then help them by being able to visualize, using our photographic memory, using our abilities to be able to show them, well, this is how the wisdom of the thing is, the concept that you're learning. And just to close, I remember in math when I was trying to learn stuff like the for when I got my grade 1 for CSC, the algebra, mm-hmm. and the Pythagoras theorem for the triangle.
Yes.
And I was looking at the triangle and I was saying, wait, how is it that I'm getting this thing so easily and others in the class are lost and out to sea? So I was wondering why, if something was wrong with me. But no, it's because you get it, because the shape of the thing is just how you're wired to be able to absorb it and to assimilate it and to get it in so nicely. So it is something that you have challenges. Yes, it is something that is not not everybody would have, or not everybody will understand. But exercises and projects like these are what we need to be able to go far with the conversation of helping people to be able to know that, with in terms of learning for special education, especially special needs students, that it would really portend to the blessing of all who want to learn and who want to be able to accrue the aspect of concepts that are difficult to understand, mm-hmm. and difficult to grasp. But there are different ways that you can assimilate it, being dyslexic, and overcoming the process thereby. And that is very important, because we need to go forward in terms of the challenges of the different students of what has come up in society over these years, and in the future, where students are learning via the aspect of photographic learning, where they're learning via those models of artificial intelligence that is really grasping all of the world today. So thank you very much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And we always love to hear DJ Cog on our stations, because we find that his sentiments are so empowering and so enlightening, and they do give inspiration to all other persons listening who may have dyslexia, who may have challenges with their learning, and who can be inspired by his story. And I do think that his mom will be really, really happy for him pursuing education, and not just education, but special needs education, in his quest to become a teacher. And for those of you who did not hear him last week he noted how he had dyslexia and how he was able to overcome it and get exceptional grades at CXC, and also how he is now going on to study at the University of the West Indies, pursuing his educational degree. So we go back to Tricia and Andy. Can you tell us how hearing part two of DJ Cog's story, how it makes you guys feel as representatives of the Caribbean Dyslexia Center?
Well, very, very good for me as well. I was thinking as he was speaking, as he is doing his special education degree, mm-hmm. that he could probably come down by the Dyslexia Association and be trained and how to teach children, because we do offer that service to people and teachers. You can be trained to teach students who have dyslexia. Now, we always talk about overcoming dyslexia. Can I just say that you don't Well, you do, but you learn coping strategies. Dyslexia is not something that will be healed.
Yeah.
Right? It is something that is hereditary. So it has been passed on. So if you come across a child with dyslexia, it means that somebody in the family has dyslexia.
Can you repeat
it? It is
that?
Just the way the brain is wired.
There are a lot of shocked faces in the studio right now. So can you repeat that? You said that dyslexia is hereditary.
Yes, it is. So if you have a child who has dyslexia, there's someone in the family that has dyslexia. It is hereditary.
I learned something new today.
And you know, if we really think about it, right? Way back then, dyslexia would not be an issue, because way back then, the big job was blacksmith. Now a blacksmith didn't have to go to school and learn. All he had to do was know what a blacksmith does.
Yes.
Dyslexia has only been presented as a problem because all of us wanted to be scribes. All of us wanted to learn to read. It gives us that particular independence because, you know, the people who had that power, the people who had that knowledge had that particular power. So we wanted that power too. So, you know, when you think about dyslexia and it being a recent discovery and so forth, you know, you have to think about the time and what existed back then. What was the top job? Today, the top job is what? Doctor, lawyer? And then you would have to read to get those things. Way back then, as I said before, it would have been a blacksmith or somebody who would do with like horseshoeing. You wouldn't need a job for that. The other thing that was mentioned, I can't remember the other thing. This is probably age. there is also something called dyscalculia. Yes. Now, dyscalculia is what dyslexia is to English. Dyscalculia is to math, where students have difficulties in understanding number concepts, right? They may see a 52 and write a 25 because that is what they're seeing. So all of these things, you may find a student may have dyslexia and dyscalculia, or you may find that a student will have just dyslexia, which means they're weak in the language, but they're exceptional within the mathematical area. But then, you know, eventually it affects the mathematical area when we have to read those problems. So, yes. And then there is also hyperlexia, which is when we call them word callers. They just call words, but they don't understand what they read. So you have a student who is reading perfectly. They're pausing at all those commas. They're using the correct intonation within the language and full stops. But when you ask them a question, they have not processed that information. So that is now hyperlexia. So there are different arms to dyslexia.
And also, I want to read that if dyslexics are in an equal playing field, let's call it a playing field. If dyslexics are given accommodations, we know once a dyslexic is tested and evaluated where their strengths are and where their difficulties are. I never use the word weakness when I talk about dyslexia because I've seen too many times brilliant dyslexics. And I really want us to start to think of dyslexics as simply a different way of thinking. We all have individual ways that we learn. Each and every one of us has a different way of grasping and understanding. It's as unique as our fingerprint. And with a dyslexic, if we make an playing field, they learn, we learn brilliantly. And what is an accommodation? An accommodation is extra time on tests, having a scribe. Scribe is someone who writes the test with you beside them. Extra time in projects and assignments, extra time in writing the homework down on the chalkboard. These are things that really support and aid children that learn with dyslexia. And one, the computer is a huge tool for dyslexic children. Because let's remember, dyslexics are auditory and visual learners. And when we have the proper accommodations, all of a sudden, we start to see progress and we start to see real movement in their learning. And that is something that's really important to understand. And every child that has been diagnosed with dyslexia has the right to those accommodations. Yeah. And those accommodations are what get our children through school.
Might I add to the accommodations, having an oral examination, because sometimes you will find that a child has difficulties writing on their answers, but when you speak to them, they're able to express themselves, they know the answer. So when we give an assessment, what are you really testing? The knowledge. So if we can have an oral examination for those who show severe signs of dyslexia, that is an accommodation that will be welcomed.
And it really does. I mean, the teachers are wonderful. They're there. They love their students. They want them to succeed. And these accommodations will see to it that they do succeed. Children that learn visually and auditorily get the information. They process it that way. Mm-hmm. And if, as Trisha said, there's someone that will read the exam to them, the test to them, that they will see then that the child does understand the concepts. And these are the ways that dyslexics learn. And so we're all about really encouraging and celebrating the notion that we all learn differently. And this is just merely a different way of learning.
100%. And callers, we want to hear from you, so feel free to join in on this discussion about dyslexia. You can call us at 434-1790 or feel free to send us a WhatsApp message at 266-4862. And we are joined by Andy and Tricia Brown from the Dyslexia Center here in Barbados. So my question is, can you walk us through the process if we want to bring our child to you to be assessed? How does that work?
Okay, you call in and you make an appointment. And remember, the Caribbean Dyslexia Center is a charity. So then you call, you would hear the fee. And the fee is very minimum. So you come, you make your appointment, and then we set up a date that is good for you to get the assessment done. The assessment usually takes about 3 hours the most, because we are looking for everything. We're looking for phonemic awareness. We're looking for what the child knows. We're looking for spelling. We're looking at even the mathematical ability. We're looking at memory, long-term memory, short-term memory. We're looking at visual, verbal, and general IQ. So this test is very in-depth. It takes about 3 hours. So if you're coming, you're going to walk with a little snack so that the child can get, or the person who's being assessed, because we also assess adults, can get a little break in between if they're so desire.
Okay, and what's the number that you're going to call when you want to book this appointment?
I'm going to get that for you now.
Okay.
But okay. I don't have it on hand.
I also think, Trisha is looking for that number. I would reiterate to you that parents understand their children. Each and every one of us knows our kids. We know where their strengths lie, and we need to focus on those strengths. Celebrate them. If they're great at music, find music lessons or have them play in a band or go and listen to music to they, so that they're learning and understanding. If they're an artist, if they draw beautifully, get them into a program or talking to people that are artists so that they can learn that skill. Each one of us knows our, as I said, knows our children and knows where their strengths lie. And that's really what we're all about in this world, is really focusing on our strengths. If we are inclined in law, if we're inclined in medicine, if we're inclined in dance, if we're inclined in music, if we're inclined in building things, that's where we usually tend to go, where our strengths are. And it's not any different for a child with dyslexia. There are many strengths that are sitting right there that we see, and those are the things we focus on. Okay. We at Dyslexia Center are really focused on supporting mom and dad, supporting the teachers, supporting institutions, to help understand how our children learn. Mom and dad want to be great with their children. They want to support their children and help them. And understanding, mom and dad, I'm speaking to you, understanding how your child learns is part of the process of their success. And so we really encourage that at the Dyslexia Center at the Caribbean, of the Caribbean.
Okay, the number at the Caribbean Dyslexia Association is 435-0387. So I'm going to repeat that, 435-0387. And you could call and ask for Miss Lane, and she will arrange your appointment. The other thing, I just want to remind you that the center doesn't only do assessments, but we also do tutoring. We also, as I mentioned before, there are programs catered to those persons who are interested in learning how to teach students with dyslexia. So we have that reading course, teaching reading. We also have teaching dyslexic, the teaching dyslexic pupils course. And we also have a course that is catered to those who want to learn how to test, to do the assessments for those people who have dyslexia. So we don't only do the assessments. Yes. You have to call the center to get those particular prices.
No problem.
Sorry.
And we're also doing a collaboration now with Canada, with the Fluency Center in Canada. And we have some very, very exciting things coming to the Dyslexia Center of the Caribbean. We've started phase one this year. We had 15 teachers, three of whom were principals. It was an overwhelming amount of joy with teachers. Mm-hmm. And next year we will start children, so that there will be a collaboration between the teachers and the child. This is very, very, very exciting. It's called Project Uplift, and we are moving full steam, and we are superbly excited about what is coming with the Dyslexia Center of the Caribbean for all students, and of course, for their educators.
And that sounds like an amazing program that will really help so many persons, not only in Barbados, but across the region as well. Sluggy, I hear you on the line.
Yes, please. I'm here listening and learning and loving what I'm hearing. But, you know, as we have these conversations and carry these conversations further, it shows how important awareness and education really, really is. Lashana, because we can have young persons not knowing the issues they have, mm-hmm. and just by being diagnosed early, finding solutions for their learning disabilities, we can end up with some really, really great young people. But if you don't have those opportunities or options available, persons might not even know or understand what they are struggling with. So I think this is really, really important. And I love when they point out that people can have different skills and brilliant in different areas. And they could be a brilliant musician, mm-hmm. could be a brilliant artist, so many different areas. I love when they all talk about I didn't even know that they could attribute dyslexia to math, you know, and they can be test done for that. So those things, LaShawn, is so, so important. I actually think they are imperative if we are developed as a nation. So I absolutely enjoyed listening this evening.
Agreed. And I want to take this time to thank both Andy and Tricia for joining us here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. And I do think it's a conversation that has to continue, because today I learned for the first time that dyslexia is hereditary. And someone in your family must have dyslexia for you to be diagnosed with it. And these are just some of the things that I think the entire populace needs to be educated about. So we want to thank you for coming on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. And we look forward to having an even greater discussion as we move forward discussing dyslexia and its way forward. So thank you once again.
Complete honor and privilege to be invited. We are thrilled to spread the word and the love, because remember, sharing is caring, and it all starts with God, and it all starts with mom and dad at home and the love that we all share together to support and encourage our children.
Amen. Yes, please. So coming up this week in what's happening this week in Barbados, we have the Barbados Cancer Society. They are having a concert, cake and catwalk for a cause. It's happening on the 7th of September, 2024, from 3 to 6:30 p.m. at the St. Gabriel School, Henry's Lane, Lower Kilmarnock, St. Michael location. Their opening act would be the Barbados Police Service Band with a special performance by a childhood cancer survivor. You can get your tickets. Tickets are $30 adults, $15 for children under the ages of 13. You also have an opportunity to win free workout, Compliment Surfside Wellness Center, and there will also be refreshments on sale. For more information, you can follow them on Instagram at the Barbados Cancer Society, or you can give them a call at 436-8888. Also happening over the next week is Mind Over Matters presents a concert happening on September 8th, 2024. Tickets $20. On this lineup, we'll have the Poetry Barbados Busta Rhyme champion, Crow, Lou the Bajan, who's in studio, Timon Howard, and Negus Knox. And this is happening on September 8th, 2024, from 4 to 5 p.m. They'll have an open mic segment, and the main show is from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. And this is happening at Coffee's Bayside Bar and Restaurant.
You
know,
not all your action, though.
Of course.
I thought that you should know what's going on in Barbados. Sarah, tell me stuff. You ain't love entertainment. I love like music. I love like performances. I love like poetry. I thought I know what's going on in Barbados. Let me tell you. Can you rattle them off? Let me tell you, so you we keep crack, yeah.
Yeah, so as I was
saying,
it's
only good to team up though, LaShawn. Oh my gosh, boy, we got famous to keep on capturing all of this though.
Yes, please. And
so are people saying they're not happening in Barbados? You yes. Well, be getting rid of my room more certain dispelling that myth.
Yes. And the show is happening at Coffee's Bayside Bar and Restaurant, St. Michael, Barbados, which is just a few meters up from the Prime Minister's office there on Bay Street. A nice teal restaurant. Can't miss it. And again, we're going to have the Poetry Barbados Busta Rhyme champion, Crow, Lou the Bajan, as seen on Beige to the World, Timon Howard, and Negus Knox. This is a show not to be missed. And final thing happening in the month of September, we have the Redeemed an end of summer gospel concert featuring the Barbados Putty Service Band, Roger Gittins and Ten Voices, Jane Small, Jason Morris, Bethel Chimes, dancers, guest artists, and so much more. And that is happening on Saturday, September 14th, 2024 at the Major Newt Hall Commonmere School. Tickets $50 Barbados, available from the Hawthorne Memorial Methodist Church there in Worthing, directly next to Massey Stores and the Barbados Fire Service. And if you can't get there, you can also get your tickets from A&B Music Supplies, as well as CS Pharmacy, Bridgetown. So that is what's happening in the world over the next 2 weeks. So, So, closing remarks, Sluggy.
Yes, please. Salute to everyone who came out this evening. We are in St. George, St. Augustine, Heart of the Flame. It was a wonderful, wonderful evening. I am here live from St. George as we speak. I'm live on VOB 92.9 FM, and the whole of Barbados is showing us love. I think this evening was absolutely brilliant, Lashana. And like you always say, we have so many positive, talented young persons in Barbados.
Yep.
And I'm just extremely privileged that people feel the need to make sure I'm a part of it at some level. Mm-hmm. So this evening have been brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And thank you so much for accommodating me.
No problem at all. And yes, please. Oh, thank you. And that brings us to the very, very end of tonight's episode of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. A big thank you to our guests, Lana Simmons-Rowe, Tricia Brown, and Andy from the Caribbean Dyslexia Center and the Redeemed Gospel Concert, respectively. Remember, the Redeemed Gospel Concert is coming up on September 14th, 2024. And remember that if you need dyslexia testing, don't hesitate to reach out to the Caribbean Dyslexia Center, and they can be contacted at 435-0387, and you can book your appointment to have that testing done for your child. It was a pleasure being here.
Before you go, Lashana, since we still have the lovely lady here, I just want to see if she has any closing comments. Ma'am?
Yes.
You want to remind the people about your event just before you go?
Our concert is the Redeem. The concert is coming up on Saturday, September the 14th, at the Major Newt Hall at Commonmere School. We again promise that it will be an excellent concert, a concert that is not to be missed, and we look forward to seeing your support. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for inviting me. It was really a pleasure being here. Thank you all.
And with that, that's been another week of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. Join us next week as we speak to members from the Autistic Association of Barbados. And we also have some special guests as well on the inside. It was a pleasure being here. This is your girl, Lashana, over and out.